Global markets are trading in apparent cheer, but not all of them. This follows comments made by the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell to Congress that an interest rate cut is not off the table. The markets had been concerned that a positive jobs print for June that was issued last Friday may have turned the Fed cautious in terms of revising its position on monetary policy. The all-share index closed up 1.1% at 57,598 points, with pretty much all sectors up in the green. The local currency has also had a good run, trading at around 14.06 against the dollar, 15.82 against the euro, and 17.57 against the British pound. And late this afternoon, we've learned that Reserve Bank Governor Lesetshaganyako has been appointed or reappointed as governor of the central bank by President Cyril Ramaphosa. That's for a five-year term that will be effective from the 9th of November this year. The two deputy governor spots that were vacant have now been filled by Nomfundo Chazibana and Dr. Rashad Kasim. Their terms will begin from the 1st of August, also five-year terms. To break down the markets for us, I'm joined on the line by David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities. Welcome, David. It's been a long time.
Yes. I enjoyed myself, I must admit.
I can imagine. And I saw from one of your tweets that you went and visited the New York Stock Exchange. What was the vibe like there?
I went to NASDAQ. My son-in-law, who's South African, is a CFO of a company called I've got a Prevail Therapeutics, which is gene therapy for Parkinson's. But it was a new listing, but it was one of many that are being listed on NASDAQ as well. So that was quite exciting. And you know, NASDAQ is an electronic exchange, so there's no floor like the JSE, etc. It's nothing more than a movie studio, but it was good to be. I did go down to Wall Street. I did go down and always have a look there. But you know, today with electronic markets, most of the companies that used to dominate that area now have moved out and have found other premises. So you don't see the men in suits now. It's a lot of people going to Battery Park to catch the ferry to see the Statue of Liberty or Coney Island. You
know? So the landscape has certainly changed. So let's take a look at what's been happening at the markets today. US markets are up. The local market closed in positive territory. But European markets subdued. What are the drivers there?
It's very difficult to understand. You know, our market, I think, has been picked up by, we got a late rally, which came with the announcements of Powell and Powell. He had actually, people got hold of the speech before he made it. He's actually testifying as we talk. It's quite a long testimony, et cetera. And the markets, have gone off their highs in that. But I think the reason is that perhaps there's a little bit of a delay in Europe, and there's still concerns about the European economy and the outlook there. Although I must admit, I picked up some numbers which suggested that French manufacturing is picking up. So it's not always easy to find the reason that sometimes markets are under pressure, but they certainly didn't keep up with our market and with the U.S. market, which at the moment is very strong.
Look, there are lots of factors.
The miners are strong. You know, it's gold mining and platinum that pushed us up, and of course we always have the NASPERS effect that gives our index a big kick.
Yes. Was there anything specific about NASPERS today, or not really?
Not really. I think it's gaining a bit of momentum, gaining a bit more following. But of course, you had Tencent, which was up almost 2% in Hong Kong this morning as well. So that always gives it a lift. Although the rand's taken a little bit of a sting out of the market. You know, the rand's improved with the dollar falling. The rand, which was about 14.18, is about 14.06, 14.07 at the moment.
So to what extent do you think this news that's just come out, President Cyril Ramaphosa confirming Lesetshaganyako as the governor of the Reserve Bank for the next 5 years from November, and of course now he's filled those two vacant deputy governor spots as well with people with a track record, quite a lot of years spent at the Reserve Bank already. Is that quite good news for our market?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, and how? I think Lesetshaganyako's got an incredibly good name. He's a very solid person. He's not a... You know, you just saw how he handled this whole scandal about nationalizing the I'll keep calling it the Fed.
The Reserve Bank.
The Reserve Bank. Yeah. But he handled incredibly well. He's a very solid person, very solid thinker, not somebody who's going to be pushed around. So I think it's a wise decision. And I've always had great respect for both the Treasury and the Reserve Bank. And thank goodness for them that they haven't been swayed by, you know, political motivation or political leanings and that. So I think a very good decision. And I think the outside community will like it. You know, the economy is not doing well, but still, I think from that point of view, especially those people who buy bonds, I think there's a bit of comfort in, there will be a lot of comfort that he remains.
David, while you've been away, I mean, obviously you haven't been away from the world, you know what's been happening, but gold has been doing amazing things. It's been responsive as a safe haven asset. But today, it's still kind of up, and yet the markets are up, generally speaking.
Yeah, that's because the dollar's under pressure. So as the dollar comes down, and treasuries, which are the US bonds, start to fall, it tends to push people into other assets. They look for other forms of making money, and I think gold has been one of them. And also with a very low inflation. You see, and one of the reasons, Nompu, is that you don't get a return on gold. So it makes it attractive in that sense, because the returns on other assets are so low. So it doesn't make any difference. You know, if you're going to hold a U.S. Treasury bond with a yield of around about 2% or 2.04 for 10 years, it makes gold very attractive, which, you know, because gold, you just hope that somebody else buys it. Mm-hmm. But if rates had to go up to 4%, then the attraction and the cost of holding gold also increases. So I think it's one of the reasons that we've seen gold particularly outperform. Platinum's done okay, but it hasn't kept up. It normally runs with it. And I don't watch the silver market, but I think silver's also had a fairly decent run. But gold shares have done particularly well and far outperforming the gains that we've seen in actual gold itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's been a bit of a mystery, because I think they've overrun themselves, but I'm not going to argue. You know, I like anything that's in the green.
Yeah, no, you're right. I see that they're up 3% today. David, we're going to leave it there. I expect to see you in studio next Wednesday, okay?
I will be there.
Okay, thank you so much. That was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.